problem about his detention is that he's been prosecuted in circumstances in which he wasn't subject to any trial for being a dissident journalist. We believe that his continued detention is really unacceptable, and we've been campaigning with Swedish journalists and other human rights campaigners and press freedom advocates for his release. Unfortunately, we are still waiting for some sign of humanity and understanding from the Eritrean authorities.
Now, World Press Freedom Day has been observed in the month of May, and Eritrea perpetually falls into this categorization of the infernal trio of Turkmenistan, North Korea, and Eritrea as having the worst record in their treatment of journalists. Does this lessen the likelihood that Dawit Isaak will receive decent treatment?
Unfortunately, it does. We have a government here which appears to be immune to international pressure, absolutely resistant to notions of appeal for justice and fair play. And in this sense, we feel very strongly that Dawit Isaak is being used as an instrument of defiant foreign policy by the Eritrean authorities. But we hope very much that we can have a new dialogue with the Eritrean authorities in which it will be possible to discuss whether or not journalists and other people in civil society who are striving to promote a sense of democracy should be able to express themselves. So we in the IFJ are working with our Swedish colleagues about whether or not we can visit Eritrea to the possibility of opening up a new dialogue.
There are believed to be 9 other journalists imprisoned in Eritrea. What is the latest on the well-being of these journalists?
The problem is that there's very little cooperation from the authorities in gaining access to these journalists. That's why we actually think that it's very important to try to use diplomatic means to create the circumstances for a new and fresh dialogue with the authorities. Because there is an obstinance on the part of the authorities to engage in dialogue, we are very pessimistic about the outcome. We've asked for the European Union, the United Nations Secretary General, to intervene with the Eritrean authorities to try to get them to recognize that having discussions about the rights of journalists and particularly about the rights of these individuals is actually the correct way to address this problem.
Now, the Swedish newspapers have conducted a 5-week petition campaign trying to win Dawit Isaak's release. Has the campaign been successful?
No, I think the commitment of Swedish journalists and Swedish media shows that there's a great deal of support for him. Unfortunately, it's often seen as counterproductive because the Eritrean authorities visualize this as special pleading by a Western government on behalf of one individual for special treatment. We are trying to sort of make it clear that the pleas for clemency and the humanitarian treatment is not just only for Dawit Isaak, but it's actually for all the prisoners who are actually held as journalists, because we think it's very important that all of them should be treated equally, and all of them, we hope, will be released soon.
Before his arrest, Isaak had called for greater press freedoms in Eritrea. We know that's an impossible demand given the low ranking of Eritrea year after year on press freedom lists. How realistic was it for him to be reporting from Eritrea at the time of his arrest in 2001?
Look, I mean, Dawit Isaak is a man of honesty, he's a professional. He expressed his aspirations that Eritrea should join the great international community where there is respect for democracy, there is respect for free speech, where journalists can, on the whole, work freely. And I think his view that Eritrea should be no different from any other country in the world in terms of its respect for press freedom and freedom of expression was absolutely justified. And the fact that he didn't keep silent, the fact that he didn't submit to self-censorship, the fact that he spoke out for justice and democracy and freedom of speech is actually something that we should admire. And it's very difficult for us to say that, you know, he was wrong to do so. We would hope that his honesty, his professionalism, and his courage in addressing these challenging demands before the authorities in Eritrea will be properly recognized for what they are. He was a good citizen putting before his country what he thought was the right way for the country to develop and to encourage democracy.
Media freedom groups have regularly listed Eritrea as one of the most difficult countries for journalists to operate in, and your lists are classic in drawing conclusions about the difficulty of reporting from a particular country based on the relative amount of peace that exists in a particular country. What does that say about Eritrea and the likelihood that conditions can change there to promote a greater press freedom?
Look, no one's saying that Eritrea is an easy beat for journalists. Of course it's not. It's a country which faces tremendous problems of poverty, social dislocation, and also tremendous problems regarding the right of people to be able to express themselves and to engage in public life and so on. So it's not easy. But it's also too easy just to sort of say Eritrea is a country which is lost. We can do nothing about it. We have to constantly say to the government and the authorities that they have responsibility, they have power, and they have the capacity to change the direction in which the country not only is perceived by the outside world, but also the direction in which the country is going. There's no doubt in my view that the Eritrean people have a future which can be prosperous, which can see an end to poverty, which can actually see the development of the country into an important part of the region, but also of Africa as a whole. So we would say that it's important for Eritrea and the Eritrean authorities to remove themselves from the isolation in which they're presently placed. They need very much to take action, to open up the society, to create the conditions not just for prosperous development of its people. They need to create the conditions for democracy and free expression, and they can begin that process by immediately lifting the censures and censorship and control that exists on the media, and by releasing those journalists who have been imprisoned for no other crime than actually just practicing their own profession and doing the sort of job that hundreds and thousands of journalists do the world over without penalty and without fear.
Does it help in a situation like this where 200,000 Swedish citizens signed a petition backing the Swedish journalists in urging Eritrea to release the journalist?
One would hope that it would make a tremendous amount of difference. You would hope that any country would recognize that when so many people from all sections of society in one country sign up to a declaration about how much they value freedom, how much they value democracy, how much they value the quality of life of individuals, you would hope that the government of Eritrea would show some respect and some understanding of the deeply felt feelings of the people of Sweden in this matter. I mean, I hope they will. I hope they'll also recognize that a decision to release Dawit Isaak and to release the other journalists will not only be a decision which will help to build new relations, new contact with countries like Sweden and the rest of the Western world, it'll also be a step in the right direction for the development of Eritrea itself.